This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A central Kentucky farmer says weed yields in his area are less than half of normal amounts due to two freeze events in early spring. Meade County farmer Fred Sipes said last week he had not started harvesting his wheat yet, but added he is not hearing positive reports.
Talked to a couple of good farmers and good friends of mine, neighbors here in the county, and the cold weather back in April has really hurt the wheat crop. We're seeing some pretty low yields, and quality's not going to be the best either on the seed this time, Alan.
Sipes says some of his neighbors are reporting extremely low yields this year.
I've got some good farmer friends here close to me, and they run some over the weekend, taking advantage of the good weather. And one of them said some places in the field was making 20 bushels of the acre, and the other guy said around 40. So 20 to 40 bushel, a good normal for us, I would say. Here in our area, you know, 80 bushel or so is a good number. I know some guys have hit that 100 bushel mark not too far from here before, but we're real happy with 80 bushel wheat, and it's half or less this year, Alan. It's nowhere near what it needs to be.
Due to recent rains, he says other crops are looking better on the farm.
Corn's off to a good start, but of course back there again back in April when the cold weather hit the wheat, it also hit a bunch of corn that we had up and out of the ground, but it damaged it a little bit, but it come back. Some people, and including myself, we had to replant some early planted soybeans there that were caught in the crook or right getting up out of the ground. The cold weather hit them.
Traveling Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.